Oh, glory to Jesus. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you all the praise for tonight. Lord, we thank you for the Choice Woman Network. We thank you, Father, for this meeting that has begun since May 18th. Father, we thank you for every of the speaker, every of the word that has gone ahead. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing, even with this tool called WhatsApp. Thank you, Father, for the ladies that you've gathered in this platform to hear your word concerning the absolute woman. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. Thank you, Father, for tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your word that is coming into our heart to transform us, to lift us, and to change us. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Can we give the Lord a shout of praise? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Can we sing this song together? Now you be God, Almighty God. You no be man, no. You no be man, no. Now you be God. You be Almighty God. You no be man, no. You no be man, no. Now you be God, hey, Almighty God. You no be man, no. You no be man, no. The Ancient of Days, the I Am that I am. You no be man, no. You no be man, no. Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who loves us still. You no be man, no. You no be man, no. Our ever-present help, the everlasting God. You no be man, no. You no be man, no. Oh, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. I'm not a music minister. I'm sorry if my tones were out of place. But you see, I want you to understand that the Father loves worship. He loves it when, you know, you sing songs to Him. Amen. The Bible says, come into His presence with praise and thanksgiving. Give unto Him the glory and the honor that is due unto Him. Our God is worthy to be praised. Our God is worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I hear people say that they are facing depression. You know, people say they are depressed. And I'm wondering, how can you be depressed if you spend your time, your life, your days, your hours, your minutes, your seconds, you know, just worshiping God? How with depression, where can depression stay? Hallelujah. You can see that when you don't live a life of worship, you give room for the enemy to just come and slide thoughts into your life. Oh, this person is getting married. Look at you, you are getting old. You know, for some people, they're even just 25. The enemy has lied to them that they are getting old, that they're not yet married. And then they start consuming, you know, those thoughts. And then depression starts entering. And then they start crying. I mean, but see, tonight, I want you to know that, see, no matter where you are, you know, whether you are waiting, you're in a relationship, no matter where you are, I want you to collect this, you know, habit tonight of worshiping and praising and adoring the Father. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you. All right. So I was asked to speak on the absolute woman, you know, in relationship and marriage. I'm grateful to God to be here tonight. I want to say a very big thank you to the conveners of this meeting. Great work, great one. Excellent presentation. I love the flyers. So I do graphic design, so I love good designs. Beautiful one. Thank you so much for having me here. Yeah, God bless you. So let's get right into God's word. Are we ready? Amen. I believe we're ready for God's word. Okay, so let's get right into the word. Amen. All right, glory to God. The word of God changes us. I believe so much in my heart that God's word is going to change you tonight. I believe God. I believe God for that. I believe God for why? Not because I can't talk, not because I have many words to say, but there is something about the power of God's word that changes us. The Bible says that we are with an open face, we behold in the mirror the glory of God, we are transformed into the same image. Amen. As you behold God's word, there is a transformation and in working going on that produces an outworking of God's glory on the inside of you that, you know, begins to manifest in, you know, all that you do and to people around you. That's why Paul told Timothy, he said, meditate on these things, give yourself wholly unto them, that the profiting of what you're meditating will appear unto all. Hallelujah. So if you're here right now, you're listening to me on this platform, amen, I want you to congratulate yourself, amen, because you are going to take something tonight that is going to change your life forever. Glory to God. Amen. The absolute woman, hallelujah, while meditating on this, you know, theme, asking the Lord what to share, you know, yesterday, he led me to a scripture, hallelujah, he led me to a scripture, and I want you to turn your Bibles with me to Colossians 2 verse 10, Colossians 2 verse 10, I'll read, amen, hallelujah, and it says, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Glory to God. I'll read it again. It says, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. I want you to read the scripture one more time. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Now, for the last time, I want you to personalize the scripture. I want you to say, for I am complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Glory to God. Amen. While searching the word for absolute, you know, I also saw that the word absolute means complete. Amen. It means complete. Glory to God. I want us to hold Colossians 2 verse 10. I want us to hold that scripture to heart tonight. And not just for tonight, but for the rest of our lives. For some of you may have heard the scripture before. For some of you, this will be the first time you are hearing that scripture. But I want you to hold that scripture to heart. I want you to take it to heart. Because this is what all I'll be teaching tonight will be based on. Amen. So we can say that, you know, in Colossians 2 verse 10, having seen that, if you Google the word absolute now, to tell you the synonym of the word absolute means complete. So it means that we can actually, you know, read Colossians 2 verse 10 like this and say, instead of saying, and you are complete in Christ Jesus, which is head of all principalities, we can actually say like this, and you are an absolute woman in Christ, which is the head of all principality and power. So you can actually interpret it like this, I am an absolute woman in Christ, which is the head of all principality and power. Is that not so? Amen. Glory to God. I love the NIV version of Colossians 2 verse 10. It says, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. Aya. To fullness. He is the head over every enemy, every power and authority. It says, in Christ you have been brought to what? To fullness. You've been brought to wholeness. Hallelujah. What does fullness mean? It means to be full, right? So it means to be whole. Hallelujah. So in Christ Jesus, you've been brought to what? Wholeness. Amen. You've been brought to wholeness. Say, I am whole in Christ Jesus. Amen. I am whole in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, you've been brought to fullness. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. In Christ Jesus, you've been brought to fullness. In Christ Jesus, you are full, you are whole. So it means that when God is looking at you right now, he's not looking at somebody who is not whole. He's not looking at somebody who is not complete. He's looking at someone who is whole, who is full. Amen. Who is complete. Glory to God. I was asked to talk about the absolute woman in relationship and marriage. Amen. I was asked to talk about absolute woman in relationship and marriage.
you know, I've said to be absolute means to be complete. So first things first, everybody, every lady on this platform, first things first, I want you to take note of this. Relationship and marriage does not complete you. Amen. Relationship and marriage does not complete you. Hallelujah. You know, I bless God, you know, for, you know, the grace of God He has given me to, you know, have a voice in relationship, and, you know, and the lives of ladies. I see how that there is this so much hype. Oh my God, He just proposed and all of that is good. It's amazing when it is God, you know, leading and ordained and, you know, God made. But I want you, the way some people make it look like, it's as if your life has been a total disaster. But when they just put ring in your hand and say, marry me, that's when your life starts to make sense. No, relationship and marriage does not complete you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is your union with Christ that completes you. Amen. I'm not just speaking from my head. I'm not just speaking from what I think is right. This is God's word here. Colossians 2 verse 10. Amen. I've seen how a lot of ladies go about with this feeling that if they are not in a relationship, they're not married, they are not complete. See, guys, this is a lie of the devil. Amen. This is a lie of the devil. You are complete in Christ Jesus. Man or no man. Amen. Relationship or no relationship. Glory to God. You are complete in Christ Jesus. I want you to say this. I am complete in Christ Jesus. I am whole in Christ Jesus. Marriage or relationship does not complete me. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord will have me, you know, share my personal story. I actually felt that being in a relationship, you know, was what I needed to be relevant in life. So I started my dating game or dating thing at a very early age of 13. I was 13. The first boyfriend I had then was 23. Amen. I felt having a guy, you know, love upon me, completed me. I felt having a guy, you know, adore me, you know, was what I needed to feel like a woman, to feel like somebody relevant. If you read my bio, you will understand why. Amen. I felt useless. I felt out of place. So a guy coming to tell me that I love you, I want to have a relationship with you, it made me feel complete. And that's a deception the enemy is bringing to so many ladies right now. You think you are whole right now because there's a guy in your life. But let me tell you the truth. You are not whole. If you do not find your identity in Christ Jesus, baby girl, you are not whole. Because when that guy leaves you, you will feel like something has left you. You feel like your life. Why do some people commit suicide? Amen. So I kept, you know, the relationship, you know, even when I noticed that the guy was cheating on me and all of that, I noticed his ways were not right. I still wanted to just be in the relationship. I still wanted to just be there. Why? Because I felt this relationship is what completed me. Are there ladies right now, you see the guy, they've committed abortion for the guy. The guy maltreats them. But leave this guy. Mm-mm. Why? Because they have tied their identity to that guy. They have tied their completeness to that guy. They have tied their union, their essence to that relationship. Even when it is toxic, even when it is abusive, they say no, they are not leaving. Oh, Shuta, Ibahato Salabahaya, Gebrahanda Kosana Mandi, Magazuzu. There was this friend that I had a long time ago. You know, people say she's a lover, she loves. She could go the extra mile for people. Yes, I understand that part of her. That she's a very nice person. She's a very kind-hearted person. But I noticed that in the relationship that she was in, I noticed that she was tying her essence, tying herself to this relationship because she was actually an orphan. You know, so she was tying her,
her completeness to that guy. So even when the guy was abusive to her, he was maltreating her, cursing her, a walk we got to, you know, go down, you know, by having sex with her, even though she knew that it was wrong, you know, at that period she was building a walk with God, but then the guy was demanding for sex, she was giving him the sex and all of that. People were like, ah, this girl was, she really loves this guy. I knew that wasn't love. That was somebody who was not complete, trying to find a completeness in a guy. And I told her I want her, but she didn't listen to me. She felt, I feel like an enemy of progress. At the end of the day, the guy got into a relationship and got, you know, he scattered the relationship, got serious with God. Amen. The guy found his oneness in Christ Jesus. And guess what? He married a very nice Jesus babe that, you know, told him no sex in marriage, and they went on with that. And they have a beautiful family right now. Amen. Wholeness. See, when you in a relationship where two people are not complete, when two people are not complete, that relationship is toxic. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That relationship is toxic. Let me follow my notes tonight. Amen. Glory to God. All right. So, as I was saying, Christ is who completes you. That scripture, Colossians 2 verse 10. Hallelujah. By the end of this meeting, you'll be able to, you know, quote that scripture, you know, in your sleep. Ye are complete in Christ Jesus, who is the head of all principality and power. It says that ye are complete in Christ Jesus. That scripture did not say it is relationship that completes you. It is not ye are complete in a relationship. Is that what the word says? It is not ye are complete in marriage. Is that what the Bible says? No. It says ye are complete in who? Come on now, ye are complete in who? In Christ Jesus. That's who you are completing. Amen. That's who you are completing. Glory to God. I understand that it's beautiful when you're married. Oh, when you're married, the wedding gown flowing long, having somebody who loves you. All those things are right. They are good. You know, people hide this relationship and marriage thing in our society and make it look like if you are not engaged or married, your life should be miserable. That is very wrong. Yes, marriage is beautiful. Yes, being in a relationship is beautiful. Having a bae, a lebu, a boo, a crush, or obviously a crush. I don't know all those names they be calling. They've been, you know, used to call all those people that in love. It's good. But the truth is, if you don't have, it doesn't mean that you are miserable. Amen. Glory to God. There's this period of Valentine period, some girls feel like, oh my God, what my life. I remember when I did not have an identity in Christ, when I didn't know my identity in Christ, I had this friend, she's very beautiful, you know, very beautiful, she's very, very beautiful, very attractive lady, you know, and her name was Doris, my name was Doreen, so people know us on campus then, on your level and all of that. So on Valentine's Day, I mean, she was just getting different dates upon dates, gifts upon gifts, and I wasn't getting anything, you know. And then the enemy started making me feel depressed, started making me feel bad. But the truth is this, the moment I got serious with God, and I started to understand who I am in Christ Jesus, on Valentine's Day, I didn't feel nothing. I don't think anybody sent me anything. The time when I understood my identity in Christ, I knew I am okay. I knew that there's nothing wrong with me. The fact that there's nobody piling and knocking on my door with trolley of gifts saying, be my val or come and take Valentine's gift, it does not make me less than a human being. Come on now, somebody paid a price for me. The Bible says that we've been bought back by the blood of Jesus. We've been redeemed. We've been washed in his own blood. The incorruptible blood of God. That gift is priceless. So that's what bought me. So you don't understand. So teddy bears, chocolate, all those things, they cannot buy me. It cannot putting it on my worth. It is nothing. Amen. Because if we would take that to redeem me, Jesus can manufacture several teddy bears. Jesus can manufacture several iPhones. So all those things, if you are not receiving all those things, all those gifts, all those pampering, doesn't mean that you're not worthy. It doesn't mean that there's something, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're not okay. Amen. You are whole and absolute in union with Christ Jesus. Amen. And it doesn't matter if you're not the finest girl in the room, but see, in Jesus' eyes, you're the finest girl in his eyes. Amen. He calls you the apple of his eyes. Amen. He's so into you, he's so crazy about you, that every hair on your head, he knows the number. I used to say it to God then. I'm like, God, so you love with me so much that you're so into me that every hair on my head, you know the number. I'll be like, you know, when I read the scripture in his eyes, I say that, you know, my name is written in his palm. I'm like, God, you're so obsessed about me. See, that's how you should be feeling like. You should find your identity in Christ Jesus. Like, let the love of Christ, let the love of God intoxicate you. So that if anybody is bringing his love, you're like, this one is just Jara. Do you understand? Amen. Glory to God. You may not be the finest, most beautiful girl in Nigeria, but see, you are the finest, most beautiful girl to God. Because the Bible says in Ephesians 1, it says that you have been accepted in the beloved. Amen. If you are not fine enough, God's not going to accept you. If you're not beautiful enough, God's not going to accept you. But he has accepted you in the beloved because you are very beautiful. You are okay. And he likes you. And he loves you. So that's what matters. Amen. And the guy that God has for you, if he cannot accept you when God Jehovah has accepted you in the beloved, if the guy cannot accept you with bow leg, if the guy cannot accept you with, you know, flat chest or, you know, whatever it's not, you know, looking right in your body, let him go to hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. Let him go. Amen. Let him go wherever he wants to go. Amen. If he's not born again, will pray for me that I get saved. Amen. No, let's bring him back from hell. He's saved in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll pray for the salvation of his soul, but let him go. Do you understand? Let him go. Amen. Don't put yourself under any pressure to try to impress any guy. God has accepted you in the beloved. That should make you feel okay. That should make you feel all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to run now. Amen. So say this, I am whole and absolute in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You are complete in Christ Jesus. You are complete in Christ Jesus. And guess what? This person that you are complete in is not one small boy. This person that you are complete in is the head of all principalities and power. Do you understand? He's not the head of some principality and some power. He's the head of all principalities. He's the head of all power. Glory to God. He's the boss of all bosses. He's the king of all kings. Amen. Glory to God. When he steps into the room, every knee bows. At the mention of his name, every knee bows. That's the person you're completing. You don't get it. It means that your completeness is on point. Hallelujah. It means that you are on point. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ladies, please, I beg of you, take your identity from Christ Jesus. Don't take your identity from some man, some qualification, some award or something. No, don't take your identity from those things. Don't take your identity from any guy, no matter who he is. Let the guy be the son of Donald Trump. Your identity should be taken from Christ Jesus, because that's who gives us identity. Amen. People know me that I always talk about my husband. You know, yes, I worship my husband for how he loves and how he husbands me. But my husband does not complete me. Amen. My husband wholly compliments me. Hallelujah. My husband does not complete me. I don't complete him either. I only compliment him. Amen. The reason our marriage is working is because it is with two people who are complete in Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. You may look at us and be like, this one is spiritual pride. You know, the way we do. We know we are complete in Christ Jesus. Yes, we love each other. You know, submit to my husband. He loves me. But see, we know we are in Christ Jesus. Nobody can come and intimidate anybody here. He treats me as a child of God. Amen. And I see him as my priest, you know, my husband and a man in Christ Jesus. Amen. That reverence that, this is a daughter of God here, is there. Amen. A daughter who's complete in Christ Jesus. So my husband is not going to buy me a car tomorrow and feel like I just made this one's life better. No. If he buys me a car, he's going to like, yeah, she's blessed in Christ Jesus. I'm just privileged to be a blessing to her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Relationship and marriage is done by two people who are complete. It is not done by two half incomplete people. It is not done by two people who are half-half. If you think this is a joke, carry two glasses of water. You know, carry half, you know, half, put half water in one, put half water in another one, and then carry another two sets of glasses. Put, you know, let the water be filled to the brim. Put the two glasses like that filled to the brim. Which one do you think looks more attractive? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, people say that, my better half, that thing is wrong. Stop it if you're saying that thing is rubbish. There's nothing like my better half. Amen. Glory to God. Kingdom marriage is not my bed with two people who have coming together. Hallelujah. Kingdom marriage is likened to Christ and the church. Amen. I want us to read Ephesians 5, verse 24. I'm going to read some scriptures tonight. So God abahanda ko sutali badabaha. Rebo so God abahanda ko sutali dabahaya. Ephesians 5, verse 24. Alright. So God abahanda badabado shande bolo bohosa. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. Ephesians 5, verse 24. Okay, it says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. 25, it says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. 26, it says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. 27, it says that he might present the church to himself, and he might present it himself, a glorious church. Mark that word, glorious church. Glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. This is the church we're talking about here, the bride of Christ. Can you see that the bride that Jesus has, the church, it is not a half church. It is not an incomplete church. He presented what he did on the cross. Hallelujah. It's so that he will present the church to himself as a complete glorious church. Do you understand? As a church not having a spot or a wrinkle. Do you understand? As a church that is complete. Amen. So if you are there thinking that one man is going to complete, you better renew your mind tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus did not receive you incomplete. He presented you without wrinkle, without spot, a glorious church. Hallelujah. So the way kingdom marriage is done is not half people coming together. People are not whole. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus made us whole by the sacrifice of his blood for us. No man can make you whole. Only Jesus can make you whole. So girl, quit trying to look for satisfaction from a man. It will never happen, no. Let me just tell you the truth. It will never happen. Have sex from now to tomorrow. Everyone, 1 hour. In fact, if you're not in a relationship, all the sex you've been having, don't you feel like there's a vacuum? Amen. I'll tell you why. Don't you feel that there's a vacuum? Even when you're married. Amen. Glory to God. So all those things cannot complete you. You know, going about looking for a man to satisfy you, desiring a man to complete you is even a curse. Amen. Glory to God. When God was, reading out, is he reading now? Was, you know, speaking for the consequences of what Adam had done. Genesis 3 verse 16 says, and unto the woman I'll multiply your sorrow and your conception, and you shall bring forth children in pain and all that. Then he now said, and your desire shall be to your husband and shall rule over thee. See? So all of you that used to do and do, I can't do it, man. I need to be with a guy. I used to jump from one relationship to another. Every time I'm always in a relationship, from one guy to another. In fact, if 2 weeks meet me single, something is wrong. I'm just flirting with one guy to another. That's not God's will for me. That my desire will be towards a man. Always thinking about a man. You're not thinking about any other thing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So please and please stop, you know, desiring after man. You know, it is not right. It is a curse of the fallen man. Amen. Just like the way, you know, getting pregnant and giving birth, we don't accept that as newborn babes in Christ Jesus, as, you know, new recreated people in Christ Jesus, we are not going to accept that reality that we're going to have a pregnancy and all of those things in pain. No, We can have supernatural pregnancy and supernatural delivery. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says in Galatians 3, it says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Amen. Glory to God. So all that curse that came with the old man, the fall of, you know, Adam and all of that, those things don't pertain to us. The blessing, it says that Jesus became a curse for us, that the blessing, you know, may come on the Gentiles. Hallelujah. So we are now blessed. Amen. So as a blessed babe in Christ Jesus, your major concern should not be, your major desire should not be after a man. It should be after Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I want you to know that it is God's will for you to get into a relationship and get married. All right? It is God's will. Amen. If you read the Bible, you know, you would understand that God is interested in who you get married to. God is interested in you getting it right in relationship and marriage. All right? You see how God, you know, fixed Adam with Eve. You see how God, you know, led Rebecca to Isaac. You see how, you know, God just, you know, brought Mary and Joseph together. God is interested in who we get married to, because God is the one who ordained marriage. Yes, he's the one who ordained and began all this love affair. It's not the enemy. It's not the devil. Amen. Glory to God. It's not the devil. So guys, chill. God wants you to get it right in relationship and marriage. Because the way sometimes some people feel as if God is not interested, let me just do it by myself. Let me take this thing up by myself. Let me put it. It's my responsibility to find the man with my head. Better calm down. Because that's what some people have said is their responsibility, is their own work. And then they've gone to marry Lucifer's. Amen. Glory to God. So I want you to say this. God's relationship and marriage is God's will for me. Yes, it's God's will for you. Genesis 2 verse 18, and the Lord said, it is not good that a man should be alone. He says, I will make for him an helpmeet. Amen. God didn't want the first man to be all alone. He saw that it wasn't good for man to be all alone. He saw that this man needed an helpmeet. Now, it wasn't the man that was bothered looking for a babe up and down. You know why? You can guess now. You know why? He was complete in God. He was complete in God. He was complete in God. His identity was in God. His oneness was in God. He didn't see the need. He didn't have. He was. You know when somebody's complete, somebody's full. Kabalabadabaha. When a brim of glass is full, what do you want to add to it again to make it full? Nothing. The only thing you can add to it, you can add flavor. You can add nutrition, and you change the color. That's what marriage does. That's what relationship should do to you. It should affect your life. It should change your life. It should cause you to be better. Glory to God. It's not like it's adding to you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That analogy is powerful. It just came to my spirit now. Amen. Glass of water that is full. What? Nothing you want to add to it. It's already full. But when you begin to add, you know, nutrition to it, it changes to yellow. Amen. Glory to God. When a guy comes to your life, you know, should radiate Christ the more. People should look at your life and be like, oh my God, this is beautiful. This is glorious. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Bible says, you know, two people is better than one. It says two are better than one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Adam was complete in God. He didn't see not having a babe as a disadvantage. He wasn't going about the garden of, you know, Eden just feeling useless and feeling sorry for himself. He didn't see not having a babe as a disadvantage. He was lost in God's glory as the image and likeness of God. Hallelujah. God doesn't want you to be worried about not getting a boo, about getting a boo. He doesn't want you getting worried about marriage. The Bible says in Philippians 4 verse 6, it says, do not be anxious concerning anything. It says, but in all things, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. It says, and the peace of God will overwhelm your heart. God wants you to be at the place, at peace state, where his peace is keeping your heart. It says the peace of God shall keep your heart, shall guard your heart. And the Bible blesses us to understand that it will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind stayed on God. If you are busy getting worried, getting anxious about not getting into a relationship, every time you celebrate your birthday, you are just being reminded that, you're not in a relationship yet, blah, 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 blah. You're not married yet, blah, 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 blah. It's a sign that you don't trust God. Glory to God, because it keeps the one who is in perfect peace. It keeps the one whose mind is stayed on him, rather, in perfect peace. Amen. God does not want you getting worried about who you'll get married to. He doesn't want you looking at every boy in church, every boy in working place. Amen. Some people now, the reason they will upload pictures on social media is that, let somebody just ask me out. Stop all those nonsense. Amen. It's not your business to try to be looking for spouse for you, for yourself. God wants that to be his business. It's not your business. But you have decided to make it your business by jumping from one guy to another. And that's how you jump. And then you jump from frog to pea to wild wolf to, all manner of men, all in the name of love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I want you guys to understand that you are already complete and whole in Christ Jesus. Potentially, you are. But you need to stand in this potential and live it out. Amen. Paul was saying in Colossians 4 verse 12, speaking about Epaphras. He said Epaphras, he says he prayed for the saints that they will stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Hallelujah. God wants you to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, including relationship and marriage. Amen. Now, although you're already complete in Christ Jesus, although these guys were already complete in Christ Jesus, but God still wanted them to live out their completeness. He wanted them to stand in their completeness. Because the truth is this, pressure and, lies and myths and misconceptions will try to pull you away from standing in your completeness. But God wants you to stand perfect and complete in the will of God, including in his will for you in marriage, including his will for you in relationship. So how can one be whole and complete while waiting? Hallelujah. How can one be whole and complete, while waiting? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hope we're getting blessed tonight. Amen. Sugada bahanda kosula bahanda balahaya. Zobregede bahashande bolohosuta la bahaya. Alright, so how can one be whole and complete while waiting? Now, the foundation is what I've been saying since. You need to understand that, you are complete in Christ Jesus. Okay? But now, how can you live it out? How can you live out this wholeness, this completeness in Christ Jesus? Alright, I want us to look at Adam. When I was thinking about this, the Lord, drew my heart to Adam. Looking at Adam in the garden, Genesis chapter 2. Two things we can see. With Adam, two very, very key things we can see, in Adam. Number one was that Adam was living out God's plan for his life. Genesis 2 verse 15, God said, and the Lord took man and put him in the garden and said to him that he should dress it and he should what? Keep it. That was an assignment. Hallelujah. Adam was busy with God's assignment for him. Glory to God. Adam was busy with God's assignment for him. Number two, he was walking with God, living out the word of God. How do I know this? Genesis 2 verse 16, God told him. He said, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. And this time there was no baby yet though. So that was what he was busy in his waiting time. Amen. He was consumed with living and walking with God, living the word of God. He was walking intimately with God. It was in the next verse you read and then that God said, it is not good that he should be alone. Amen. While Adam was waiting, Adam was in union with God. While Adam was waiting, Adam was lost in fellowship with God. While Adam was waiting, Adam was lost in his God-given assignment. So ladies in waiting, are you in union with God? Amen. Are you born again right now? That's what it means to be in union with God. Are you born again right now? Are you in union with Christ? If you're not born again, you need to run to the convener of the Spirit and meet them and tell them, I want to get into Christ. I want to be united with Christ. I want to be in union with Him. Because if you're not born again, you're just there waiting. You will just be messing up yourself. So ladies in waiting who are already born again, I want to ask, are you in fellowship with God? It's one thing to be born again. It's another thing to fellowship with the one that you are in union with. You can't say you are married to somebody and then you're not talking to the person. What's the meaning of that marriage? Amen. Do you have a time of devotion? Do you have a time where you spend with the Father? Do you have a time where you fellowship with Him, talk to Him, worship Him? You know, love upon Him, read the Word, study the Word. Declare God's word, pray. Or you're just busy about with things of this world. The Bible says that if the things of this world, you know, are in a man, it says the love of God is not in him. It says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Do you love social media? We love Facebook, love WhatsApp, we love Instagram more than you love God? Do you have time for him? When was the last time you said, Father, 1 hour with you? No distraction. When was the last time you said 2 hours with you, God? No distraction. When was the last time you said 8 hours, Father, we are retreating? No distraction. You know, my husband said something that blessed me. He said, you can't know the original if you haven't spent time with the original. Do you know what that means? It means that you can't know a true son of God that is meant for you if you've not spent time with the God who is the source of these true sons. Amen. Glory to God. Single ladies, this is the hour. This is the moment to deepen yourself in God. Let no man, let no boo, let no trend, let no society, let no social media, let nobody pressurize you out of building intimacy with God. Are you hearing me? Let God be the one to interrupt you to marry. Yes. Makoza Bahandi Balahaya. It is he who finds a wife. You are a wife that has to be found. You're not going to be sampling yourself all over the street. Of course, yes, there's a positioning you have to do. But this positioning is not going to take you out of God. It's not going to make you, you know, become anxious. Amen. God can instruct you. Start going to that church. It may just be because your husband is there. That's God positioning you. Amen. It's not like you're not trying to position yourself. When Abraham tried to position himself to have a child, Nawala come out, Ishmael. Amen. But when he came to the end of himself and decided to trust God and decided to wait on God, Isaac, the seed that our Lord Jesus came from was the result. So you need to choose. How do you want to go about it? You want to go about it the Ishmael way or you want to go about it the Isaac way? Amen. Become lost in God. Become lost in His purpose for you. It takes the pressure off. You won't feel envious about others getting hooked and married. When you're consumed in God, when you're consumed and lost in His glory, it is even in that place, He will be telling you about the man that you're going to marry. He will be showing and revealing the man that you will marry. So when every other guy just come in, you know, a lady calls me and she's like, she's really, like in her late 30s. And then someone's like, she has to marry. They are bringing guys for her to marry. I'm like, no, don't make the mistake. Keep on waiting on God. That's not your husband. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She knew. But she just wanted to maybe consider. See, guys, don't consider anybody. Let God be the one to lead you. Because marriage is not sure. If you don't marry the person that, you know, God has for you, someone whose character has been formed. Who is submitted to God, who loves God more than He loves you, it will be hard. I'm telling you the truth. You will be like, God, why did I marry? I would just prefer to be single. Sometimes I look at my husband, he's sleeping, and I just peck in, and I'm like, I love you. And I'm like, God, I thank you for my husband, because he's a man that gives me peace and joy. Let's say peace and joy. You know when Paul said, peace I live with thee. That's the kind of man that God gave me. Why? Because I waited. If I wanted to and married all those other people that I was using my own strength and my own power, doing Ishmael way. You see, I won't be preaching to you, but maybe if I peradventure had started, you know, I struggled to send me time to my purpose, I would have been preaching with one swollen lip. I would have been carrying maybe cloth to be pressing my eye that they've blown, that is swollen. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for preserving me. Because the truth is, if I didn't marry, I won't be fulfilling destiny. If I didn't marry right, I won't be fulfilling destiny right now. Oh, thank you, Father. There's a lady listening to me right now. God's hand is strong upon you for His end time assignment, for His end time agenda. But the plan that the enemy has is to sink you in a wrong relationship that would hinder you from fulfilling God's plan for your life. You know this. You know you're the person I'm speaking to. Oh, you know I am talking to you. You have struggled to say, to leave that relationship and say no. But see, by the power of the Holy Ghost tonight, as you are listening to God's word, you receive strength to break away from that relationship in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I understand because I have been there. To leave the relationship was just like, ah. But when the Spirit of God ministered to me, Pagadi Badabahaya, only me was carrying my phone. Phone I carried before to type text. So if I don't want to do anymore, I struggle. But when the Holy Ghost came upon me, I did it in the might of the Spirit. I sent that message and I was excited. It was as if a burden left me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ladies, hear this. This is how you live your life. This is your season to deepen yourself with God. Even when you're in a relationship, this is how you can live out your oneness and be whole, even in that relationship, when you are waiting to get married. Get busy knowing God, beloved. Get busy carrying out His assignment for you. His revealed assignment for you. Not your own preconceived assignment, though. You say, TMA say we should be busy with assignments. Okay, let's just look for assignments and just give to ourselves. Let's start organizing a meeting for ladies. The Choice Woman Network. Let's do our own. The Choice Men and Children Network. Please, it is not the organized assignment. It is the one that God reveals to you, that He commissions you to start. Hallelujah. But if He has not commissioned you to start, there's room for preparation. Glory to God. As you walk with God, He will reveal what He would have you do. And whatever He tells you to do, please do it. It may not be a public assignment like I'm doing. It may be Ministry of Helps, Enterprise, Corporate World, whatever it is. Start preparing. Start refining yourself. Hallelujah. Start refining yourself. Even while you're in a relationship. You know, my husband and I, people know us today as the Aarons. You know, we do relationship. God is, you know, raising us and all. But see, while we're cutting for 4 years, and, you know, is it 11 months now or 9 months? Yeah, 4 years and 9 months. We spent our time preparing and praying and fine-tuning ourselves for this purpose. So what people can see now is not something that just happened. It's something that has been happening with us. It's just that we did not have any social media, anything for it. Because it was not needed. Amen. Those were preparation days. Glory to God. So that relationship that you are in right now, is there a purpose attached to it? Hallelujah. So that relationship you are in right now, is there a purpose attached to it? Have you both sat down to discover the reason God brought you together? Because the truth is this. That's the essence for relationship in the kingdom. Yes, I know God wants you to be in love and all that, but see, God is not a purposeless God. He can't bring two people together just for the fun of it. There is a reason both of you are together. There is a reason both of you are together. There's a reason God would have both of you get married. If my generation will understand this, they will take their time before they just, you know, say yes to any guy. If they understand that marriage, relationship is for purpose. Not for getting laid. If you understand that marriage is for purpose, not to get laid, they will settle down and get it right and marry the right person. So have you both sat down to discover the reason you're together? Or you both are just consumed with eating each other up sexually? Believers, I'm talking to you guys. Wake up. Amen. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 to 10 says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Hallelujah. Two are better than one. If both of you are together, it should be for a better cause. It should be for a good reward. It should be for a labor. I love the couple in the book of Aquila and Priscilla. Those couples were a great benefit to the church when the church started. That's why you talk about, you know, power, kingdom, purposeful couples. Who are focused on the Father's will together. Amos 3:3 says, shall two work together except they be agreed. You're in a relationship with a guy that disagrees with everything that you stand for in Christ. And you say that's the person you want to marry. You better break up from that relationship. Amen. Your coming together should be better. Should be able to better your life. Should be able to better the lives of those around you. And should be able to better the kingdom of God. Your coming together should shake the tables of hell. Your coming together should shake hell itself. Your coming together should be a threat to the enemy. But some people's coming together is a fun fair for the enemy. The enemy is using them to have fun. The guy is abusing the lady. The lady is confused. She doesn't have an essence of purpose. She's just depressed, committing abortion. Her work with God is not stable anymore. Confusion everywhere. Glory to God. Your coming together should be a threat to the enemy. So gabahanda kosala bahaya. Glory to God. My husband and I then, so God, but time will not permit me to begin to share some of the things that God used our relationship to do. When people did not know us. Glory to Jesus. Amen. So the coming together of Jesus and Mary, it helped to keep baby Jesus safe from the hands of King Herod, the enemy. So this your coming together that people are doing, loving up and down, is to what end exactly? Is to what benefit? Who is he going to benefit? Who is he going to save? Whose life is he going to touch? Whose life is he going to impact? Whose life is it going to impact? Because the truth is, people are just consumed about I. You forget that, see, relationship, what's going to be product of that relationship are seeds, children. People, that's why some people now, some children, their lives are just useless. Glory to God, was the parents that brought them into this world. They don't even know why they came together in the first place. Hallelujah. If you read Malachi, Malachi 3, you see that marriage, God is concerned about marriage for the seed that will come out of that marriage. So what seed is your relationship and your marriage producing? What seed is your relationship and your marriage producing? Amen. What seed? What vision? What purpose? What assignment? What mandate? This is why some people in a relationship, they don't even know what to do. They're not planning concerning anything. We'll pray together. We'll pray concerning our purpose. We'll pray concerning what God will have us to pray for these days that we are seeing. Some people don't even know why they're in a relationship. So they are just busy having all the sex and all of that. Some of you listening to me, the relationship God wants to bring you into, it's a relationship that would shake the corporate world. God is raising both of you. God wants to raise both of you to shape the corporate world. So when you put come together, your coming together should be edifying. Ah, babe, have you read this business book? Oh, babe, have you gone for this business training? Oh, babe, we're going to pray. Tonight we're going to pray. We're going to take over the mountain of the business world. We're going to pray. And you guys are in relationship because you're praying. You guys are preparing. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. There is a way godly relationship is done. There is a way godly relationship is done. I am tired of hearing messages of how people just, minimize this whole, relationship thing and make it look as if it's just for ice cream and pizza. No. Two are better than one, for they have a great reward for their labor. There is a labor, there is a purpose for what God wants you both to do, for bringing you both. There is a labor, there is a purpose for that relationship. So God, it's not just for the fun of it. It's not just for the fun of it. Purpose visited Mary and Joseph even before they got married. That led to him taking Mary as his wife. Why do you want to get married? Is it just to prove a point? Is it just to prove a point or to satisfy your emotional emotions, or is it for purpose? I got married for purpose. I don't know about you. I got married for destiny. I got married to deal with the kingdom of darkness. I got married. Kabadigadabahaya. To fulfill my destiny. Kebo dogodo. In grand style. Because two are better than one. I'm not going to be attached and get married and then my life is now worse off. No way. Kabo suta. Igabahati galabaha. Robokoto shelebedebedosa. Some of you need to leave that relationship. You need to leave that relationship. It is not of God and it is going away. Kabo zo gadi bahata libada bada baha. Rebo shanda bala bada baha. I minister strength to you right now. Those of you struggling to leave relationships that you know they are not going anywhere, I minister strength to you right now. Makoza balida baha. You are strengthened to send that breakup SMS to leave that relationship for good. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me run now. How do you keep up with your love life? You know, your love for God. You know, even while you're waiting and dating or you're married. See, once it settles that no man but Christ can complete you. Once it settles that no relationship, no marriage can complete you. You will make out time for the one who alone completes you. Hallelujah. You will make out time for him. When you marry and you start having sex, you will discover that, see, sex cannot take the place of intimacy with God. I used to feel all the single people feel like, "Ooh, I can't wait to marry." Yeah, marry now. You will know that when you've had it, your body will calm down. Amen. Your body, it will calm down. There will be some days that you'll be like, "Sex, really? I think I should pray in other tongues. So glory to God. I think I need to worship God." Amen. Marriage really exposed me to a lot to make me realize that, see, what really does it for man? What keeps man's soul? What keeps man's soul satisfied is actually God. Let me show you as a roundup. Psalms 42 verse 1. It says, "As the deer pants for the streams of the water." I'm reading from NIV. It says, "So my soul pants for you. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God?" See the soul of somebody? See the soul of man? Say, where can I go and meet God? Like, where can I find out? I need to anger with my God. My soul thirsts for him. Psalm 63 verse 8. It says, "My soul followeth out after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me." Your soul is longing for someone. Your soul is thirsty for someone. Your soul is in need to follow out after someone. Your soul is looking for someone. And that person is God. Yeah, these ladies, if you have not gotten to this point where you are hungry and thirsty for God, I would advise that you don't get into a relationship yet. Yes, 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 you heard me right. I do tell some of my mentees, focus on God first. They don't know what I'm doing. They think that, they're like, "Mama, but God has spoken." Stay with God first. Amen. Because I don't want you to get into a relationship and marry like, this relationship that I've gotten into now, first realize that is not what can satisfy me. I want you to find satisfaction. I want you to find God. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to hunger and thirst and follow out after him. Because when you thirst of God, you will always want more. Amen. See, God put that longing in every man. To long for him, to thirst for him. But the sad thing is the enemy uses that longing for evil. You now see a young lady now, age 13, she's sleeping around. She's sleeping around. Some even in their 20s, they're sleeping around doing all sorts of things. Masturbation, pornography, all manner of things. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, it says that do not be drunk with wine, wherein in excess. It says, but be drunk with the Spirit of God. So people have become drunk with fashion, drunk with human hair, drunk with Instagram, drunk with sex, drunk with boys, drunk with all these things. When you're meant to be drunk with God, say not me. I am drunk with God. Hallelujah. Even when you are married, can you continue to hunger and thirst for God? Gebuza la bahaya. You have time for him. You schedule your life. You have time for your husband. And you have time to spend with God. Gebodo bohosha. The hierarchy in marriage is God, your husband. Then before, you know, your family, your kids, and then before ministry and all of that. Before I got into a relationship, when I got into a relationship, and now that I'm married, I still go on personal retreat dates with Jesus for hours. Yes. When I was single in a relationship, I could do days alone with God. I even tagged my NYC year alone with God. And I went with one book. You know, one of the books I made sure I bought was Francis Wiley. Okay, alone with God. Amen. I believed my faith to get a self-con for this purpose. Just to be with God. Because I was like, after NYC like this, I knew marriage was coming. Well, I didn't know we were going to get married. So I said 2017, I knew I'm going to get married 2018. So as the date for marriage was approaching, my heart was like, "Hey God, I need you more. Like, as the date for marriage was approaching, I'm like, God, really? Have we hit a gauge yet? I need to deepen myself into you. Like, because I know that marriage can be a different ballgame. Amen. But thank God for those seasons. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for those seasons. Now that I'm married, I may not be able to go on days without, you know, taking permission from my husband and then serious planning. And then baby will come too. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't when you're breastfeeding child and you want to go on retreat? Who breastfeed the child? You want to go on 3 days camp and say, you don't carry your baby. You carry your baby. Your baby will cry. You breastfeed your baby. You pray in tongues. Shabba, li, blah, blah, blah. But now that you don't have a baby that is sucking breast from you and you just you pray in that tongues. Go Zobraha, push 15 minutes, Kabbalah, push 30. Do it. Keep doing until you can break and be consistent. Amen. My point is this. Singles, this is your season to deepen yourself in God. You won't get the season back except you have plans to divorce. And I don't pray that for you. Amen. You will get it right in the name of Jesus. I say you will get it right in the name of Jesus. You will get it right in the name of Jesus. You will be found by your own husband in the name of Jesus. For as many of you are waiting, I pray for you that the eyes of your understanding is enlightened this season. That you get to know the things you need to do. I pray that you receive revelation knowledge. That you come to know who you are in Christ Jesus. That you come to find your identity in Christ Jesus. That you come to know who you are in Christ Jesus. That you come to know what He has called you to do. That you are filled. I pray that you are filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom. A spiritual understanding. For those of you already in relationship, I pray that you're strengthened to continue to wait until the day you are married. I pray for you that you will not be led into evil. I pray for you that you are strengthened to avoid temptations in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, because it can be very, very hot for people who are waiting. Like, they start having sex and all of that. Hallelujah. It's not for you. You are strengthened. You are strengthened. Amen. You are strengthened to possess your vessels. You know how to possess your vessels. Amen. And that's that escape that God said He provides, the door of escape when you're tempted. You will see it and you will be able to say no. You'll be able to say no. I'll wait till marriage. I'm not going to, you know, defile my body and defile the temple of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can go on and on, but I believe you've been blessed with these few words. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed, just say, Father, thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for tonight. I bring you greetings from my beloved husband, Aaron Amashale. Yeah, I bring you greetings from him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, we run a YouTube channel where we discuss relationship, sex, and marriage. In fact, one of the last episodes we released, I think was last week or something, on completeness. You should watch it. I'm going to send the link. And then, yes, I have a new book. Yes, thank you to the convener who permitted me to talk about my book and some of these things I want to share briefly. Yeah, my new book, Before You Say Yes, 5 Things to Note. That book is fire. Like, it is fire. Hallelujah. The reviews on Okada gives you a glimpse of it. I have a free chapter for you to read. It will so bless you. So to pre-order my book and get other resources, including this message. Yes, my PA is going to make sure that this message gets on our site. You visit www.dorinomoshale.com. All right. Once you get to the iResource place, you're going to see my books. I have some free books and all. Amen. I'm super excited for tonight. Glory to God. Amen. All right. So thank you so much. God bless you. Amen.